This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
During the conference, there was also many new results and interesting data released. And one such press release today is by George Bender from the University of Manchester. Can you tell us what is your press release?
Well, I've been working for several years on processing images of nearby galaxies from data in the Spitzer Archive, and I recently had a paper accepted for publication based on these images, and at the same time I've also made my images available on the web for the first time today.
This is new data that's been released that you processed and made available for science publication, so anyone can go down and download and look at these pictures and do science with them straight away.
Anybody with a computer can just look at the images themselves if they want to.
And these images are quite cold, so they show cold dust around in different galaxies. Is that correct?
I actually have images of both hot dust and cold dust. The cold dust images are kind of blurry, but the hot dust images are actually very, very sharp looking.
And we can see these in all different galaxies, all the dust lanes around the spiral arms and all sorts of things like that.
Yes.
Thank you very much, George, for telling us about your press release.